Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Sam. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. So, by any chance, do you live in Boston and are you 18 years or older?
I'm 9 and we live in Boston.
You do live in Boston?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten to 12th grade in the coming school year?
When I talk to my mom, she knows information.
Okay. No problem. Go for it. Thank you.
Hey, Mom, there's somebody on the phone trying to tell you something. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Sam, and like I was telling to the other kid, I was actually doing a survey related to schools in Boston. So I was going forward pretty much asking you how many children are living with you that are from kindergarten to 12th grade in the coming school year?
No kindergarten, just 4, 3 grade to 8 to 9 grade.
Ah, okay. And how many children?
2.
All right. Thank you. And which of the following best describes the school your children will attend this coming school year? You can select any of the ones that apply. One of the district public schools in Boston, a charter school, a public school but outside Boston,
no.
A private school, or homes?
Boston public school.
All right.
No, drive the floor.
Can I know what's your age, please?
Yeah, 10 and...
No, no,
and
your
14.
Age.
Oh, my age, 36.
Yes. Thanks so much. And how would you describe your gender?
The what?
How do you describe your gender?
Woman.
Okay, thank you. Now, how would you describe your race?
Spanish.
Thank you. Now, thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grades are your children entering this fall?
Angel, you're gonna be ninth grade, right? And you?
I'm going to be 4.
4 and 9.
4 and 9. All right. Thank you. Moving on then. Now, as a reminder, the Boston Public School Systems, also referred to as BPS system, is the district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System?
Well, satisfied.
Would you say very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Yeah, very.
Okay, thanks so much. Now, students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your fourth grade child's school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your fourth grade child's school from A, B, C, D, F?
Like B or C.
Okay. Would you select B?
What do you grade, Ryan? C or B? C?
C?
You grade.
I grade? Oh, there's only A's.
No, Ryan. You score like a C.
Ah, fine. It's C.
Yeah, it's C.
A C. Okay, thank you. Now, how about Boston Public School as a whole? So overall, how would you grade Boston School Public School from A to F?
A.
A, okay. Thank you. Now, thinking now about Major Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools from A to F again?
Say it again, that question.
No problem. So thinking about now, Boston Major Michelle Wu, Mayor, I'm sorry. How would you grade the job she's doing with Boston Public Schools?
I don't really know so much about that.
All right, no problem. Let me move on to the next question then. Now, as you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Would you say very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Finish. Daddy, he will finish with you because I'm busy. Stop.
What was the question?
Okay, thanks. Now, as you may know, the Boston Public School System says it's committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovating, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? You can say very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all.
Somewhat well.
Well, thank you. Now, as you may know, the Boston Public School System say they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you?
Very well.
Very, okay. Now, if you have to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? Pick up your top two. Let me give you options. The parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders, politicians, the local community, or some other group. Which one would you select? You can select up to two.
Students and teachers.
Students and teachers. All right. Thank you. Now, you mentioned there is a child in fourth grade, so for this section, we're going to ask specifically about this fourth grade child, okay? So, how engaged do you want to be with your fourth grade child's education? You can say very, somewhat, not too, or not at all engaged.
Very.
All right, thank you. Now, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your fourth grade child's education? Same options again.
Very.
All right. Thank you. Now, as a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? You can tell me either you strongly agree or disagree, or somewhat agree or disagree with the following. So here's the first one. The communications I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand. What is your level of agreement there?
Somewhat.
Somewhat agree? Or somewhat disagree?
Yeah, somewhat agree.
Okay. Now, next one is, my feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System. What is your level of agreement there? Strongly agree. All right. The Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome.
Strongly agree.
And the Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns.
Strongly agree.
All righty. Thank you. Let me move on. Now, how concerned are you about your fourth grade child's emotional well-being while they are at school? You can say very, somewhat, not too concerned, or not at all concerned.
Very.
Very. Okay, thank you. Now, how concerned are you about your fourth grade child's physical safety while they are at school? Say not.
Very.
Okay. Now, does your fourth grade child school offer after school sports or not?
So now, and this when the school start again?
Yes.
They do? Okay. And would you say that they offer not enough, too much, or the right amount?
The right amount.
Right amount, all right. Thank you so much. Now, does your fourth grade child school offer extracurricular like arts and music or not?
Yes.
All right. And would you say they offer not enough, too much, or the right amount?
The right amount.
All right. Thank you. Now, does your fourth grade child have an individualized education plan, sorry, sometimes called IEP?
Yes.
Okay. Now, does your fourth grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
Well, no. ELL, right. What does that mean?
Now, for the next few questions, please think about your fourth grade child again. So looking ahead for when your fourth grade child will attend high school, would you say you are satisfied with the options available to them in Boston Public Schools or not?
Yes.
All right. Now, what are the main things that are important to you in thinking about a high school option for your fourth grade child? You can mention a couple, or you can tell me as much as you want.
Safety.
Okay.
And making sure their well-being and mentally.
They will be, I'm sorry?
Making sure their well-being is good.
Okay. All right.
That's pretty much it.
Sorry?
And the extracurriculums that they offer.
Okay. All right. Let me move on to the next question. Right now we're almost done, so I appreciate your time. We're almost there finishing, okay? So, many schools use digital tools in their classroom. Would you consider choosing a high school for your fourth grade child that uses digital lessons combined with in-person teachers in a non-traditional school setting, such as a state-of-the-art community space like the Boys and Girls Club? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Now, thinking about the high school or a high school for your fourth grade child, how appealing would each of the following elements of the school be to you? You can tell me, as you're answering, please assume there is no cost for the new school. You can tell me this is very or not too appealing or somewhat appealing or not at all appealing. So let me give you the options. Allows my child to show their knowledge in various ways, like presentations or project, not just tests.
Very appealing.
All right. Opportunity for my child to engage in small learning groups.
Very appealing.
All right. Allows my child to move at their own pace.
Very appealing.
Gives my child flexibility to take classes from anywhere.
Somewhat appealing.
Allows my child to choose a schedule that works for them.
Somewhat appealing.
All right. Thank you so much. Moving on right now. So for the next few questions, please think about your ninth grade child. So does your ninth grade child schools offer honors or AP classes or not?
Yes.
All right. And would you say that they offer not enough, too much, or the right amount?
The right amount.
Okay. Thinking about this past school year, did you consider finding a new school for your ninth grade child?
No.
All right. Now, many schools use digital tools in their classrooms again. Would you consider choosing a school for your ninth grade child that uses digital lessons combined with an in-person teachers in a non-traditional school setting, such as state-of-the-art community space like the Boys and Girls Club?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Now, if you were again to seek a new school for your ninth grade child, how appealing would each of the following elements of the school be to you? As you're answering again, please assume there is no cost for the new school. So these are the options. Allows my child to show their knowledge in various ways, like presentations or project, not just tests. They're pretty much the same options. Okay. You said someone appealing?
Yeah.
Okay. Opportunity for my child to engage in small learning groups.
Very appealing.
Allows my child to move at their own pace.
Very appealing.
Gives my child flexibility to take classes from anywhere.
Very appealing.
And allows my child to choose a schedule that works for them.
Very appealing.
All right, thank you. Now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English and Spanish.
English and Spanish. Any other language or just those two?
Just those two.
All right, thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Repeat that.
What's the last year of schooling that you have completed right now?
Eighth grade.
Okay. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below $25,000, 25 to less than 35.
Stop.
Okay. All right. Well, that actually concludes the survey today. I really appreciate your time again and hope you have a great rest of your day. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.